Hello everyone, I'm Ashwati Monse from the Mundus Journalism 2022-2023 cohort. You're listening to Rethink Impact, the podcast, the audio series of the 9th European Communication Conference. This conference is jointly hosted by Aarhus University and the Danish School of Media and Journalism. On today's episode, we will talk with Professor Steffen Mostrup, Associate Professor at the Danish School of Media and Journalism, where he teaches and does research within the fields of documentary film, digital storytelling, and cultural criticism. Let's welcome Steffen. Good day, Steffen.
Hello.
And welcome to Rethink Impact, the podcast.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
So, Steffen, you are my professor at DMUX.
That's right.
And we see each other a lot. I have sat in your class and have used your research models for assignments. But today, I would like you to tell me something that we students perhaps don't already know about you.
Okay, so you want some private life details.
Yeah.
Okay. So, there's a lot to unpack here. But okay, one detail that you might not know is that I'm really fond of hitting the water, the ocean, all wow. year round. So mm-hmm. especially as it gets colder, the colder it gets, the better for me. Which maybe is a bit weird, but it's kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a nice way to sort of keep sort of finding things that are nice, even though things get cold here and gray and dull, then you still have this enjoyment of the cold water.
Yeah. So, heard that you have been recently selected as the water to Golden Globes. Hollywood, US, in the film category. Could you please tell us a little bit about this wonderful experience to the Hollywood, especially given your long association with long-form cinematic and documentary narratives?
Sure. So my background, before I sort of embarked on my academic career, I was a journalist and a critic, and my main beat was cultural journalism and cultural criticism. And I've been mainly covering film through, I think, 12, 14 years or so. So reviewing films, covering film festivals, doing interviews, features, and also a lot of jury work on festivals. So where you participate in juries, watch a lot of films and discuss them and sort of choose a winner. And sort of coming from that, I was approached by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, which is the sort of the backbone of the Golden Globes. And they asked if I wanted to join their sort of international voter team, which is a new thing because it normally was more sort of exclusive to the US, and they want more international folks on board and also a higher degree of diversity. So that's how it sort of came to be.
Okay, so in that pretext, and having gone through your academic publications, I am sort of curious about one of your publications titled Fragmentary Days in Mumbai. I mean, what drove you all the way to Mumbai from Aarhus?
Yeah, what drove me? I think I'm curious by nature and I really enjoy traveling. And when you can sort of combine traveling with work, it's a really nice thing to do because then you... not only there as a tourist, you're actually also there with some purpose, to some kind of purpose. And that gives a good feeling of sort of the location and the people at that site. So with my Mumbai trip, I think it's back in maybe 2012 or 14 or something like that, which was a film festival that mm-hmm. I was invited to be on board the jury. Mm-hmm. As far as I remember, it's quite unusual festival because they mix fiction with documentary and animation. So we had to watch a lot of films in different genres and try to sort of settle on a winner across genres, which was a quite unusual but also quite intriguing experience.
Would you like to talk to us a little bit more about your digital journalism model?
Of course. I'm glad you asked. I thought yeah. you would never ask. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, this model that you probably know from class mm-hmm. and the exam assignment is a model that I am sort of continuously developing along with a colleague from Copenhagen whose name is Carsten Vestergaard, who is a professor in our interactive design studies. So his background is not in journalism, it's in interactive design. So what we basically try to do with the model is combine journalism with design thinking or interactive design thinking. And sort of hoping to create a hands-on tools for students, but also for practitioners, for journalists who want to play around with the different digital modalities and create journalism that is not necessarily only text-based or text and photo, but try to really take advantage of all the different technical opportunities that's out there.
That sounds great. You were also instrumental in arranging yesterday's ECRIA pre-conference on trends and challenges in Nordic journalism research. So it addressed how the changing nature of and conditions for Nordic journalism researchers will need to rethink their object of study. We would like to know a little bit more on this.
Sure. So this was a pre-conference that was mostly, it was organized by Journalistica, which is a kind of a Nordic journal for journalism research. And most of the practitioners were PhD students, as far as I remember. And they were sort of presenting current research and sort of their work in progress. So it was a sort of secluded little thing where we sort of discussed different papers and presentations. Then sort of, I guess the common denominator was the Nordic. So we have people from Finland, Sweden, Norway, Greenland, and Denmark, and trying to sort of also at the end discuss what the Nordic thing is and how we should sort of conceptualize it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of tricky because when you, for instance, publish in a journal that is sort of targeting a Nordic readership, then maybe you don't have to deal with the Nordic question very much. But at the same time, as academics, we want to sort of reach an international audience, maybe. And in that, on that notion, you might have to sort of elaborate further on the Nordic cases, the Nordic media landscape. What is Nordic when it sort of comes down to it? And we actually had a pretty hard time yesterday, sort of coming to terms with what the Nordic is. So I think there's still work to be done in terms of sort of defining or actually demarcating what is the Nordic case. Is it actually a common case or not? So I think there's still a lot of work to be done.
That's a lot of interesting stuff to be unpacked there. And before we wind up, one last question. What are your thoughts on this podcast van?
This podcast van? You mean the sort of interior of it? Or because it's really nice with all the wood and feels lovely to be here, actually. And not as cold as I was sort of warned.
I meant, what are your thoughts on the on this whole project of podcast van here?
So. I think it's really awesome because I think it's a very good way to sort of just, talk more informally about your research. And also, I really like the accessibility that it's just parked outside the venue. And you pass it every day and you feel intrigued and sort of calls out your name, this little van.
Well, a few minutes have gone so fast and with a very insightful conversation. So, Professor Stefan, thank you so much for joining us in this podcast over here. Rethink Impact, the podcast 2022-23. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.